doesn't win at yours. I was 17 the first time I saw it happen. My father watching the news with his jaw gone slack. The people on the screen were supposed to be the enemy, but they were holding their children just like he held me. He didn't say a word, he just turned the set off. Sat there in the dark for a while with his hands. I asked him what was wrong and he said, "Son, I'm not sure anymore whose side I'm on." That was the first time I understood the play. Not hatred, something older, something worse. They find the thing you die for and they use it first. Love and fear, love is how they find you. Fear is how they keep you in the line. Love and fear, love gets you to show up for the fight. Fear makes sure you never change your mind. The adversary wins on his own ground every time. Doesn't win at yours. I've been watching it my whole life since. The same play run on every generation. They find the love and hold it up and say defend this, and the people do, because the love is real. The fear comes after, always after. Once you're in, it's hard to find the seam between the thing you actually love and the thing they've made it mean. There's a man across whatever line they drew who's holding the same thing you are, who never chose this either, who give it all to just go home. Love and fear, love is how they find you. Fear is how they keep you in the line. Love and fear, love gets you to show up for the fight. Fear makes sure you never. Adversary wins on his own ground every time. He doesn't win at yours. My father turned the set back on eventually. Watched the whole thing through without a word. Then he looked at me and said, "You're gonna see a lot of this. Just remember, the love is real. It's what they do with it that isn't. Don't let them use yours. What makes them different from us? That's the only question. What makes them different from us?"